from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
I know we've got college football talk here, but what are we doing on the Paul Skeens over-under strikeout total tonight? He's got the Mariners strike out more than any other team in baseball.
Yeah, at the same time, dude, Skeens has not been very good since the All-Star break. He's been the definition of meh.
Well.
But it is the Mariners, so.
He hasn't won in five starts, but.
He's gotten roughed up. He's given up 11 runs in his last two or three combined.
No.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. He gave up four in the last outing. He gave up two the previous outing, one the previous outing, two previous before that.
Okay.
And then before that, he had seven innings against Milwaukee and 11 strikeouts, shutout.
Well,
actually, that was the no-hit, seven no-hit innings.
Okay.
So but then, the last, let's see, one, two, three, actually the last four starts, he's 0-2, and he's given up nine runs in four starts.
Okay.
And that probably is bad for him.
Yeah. By the way, against the Mariners, I'm going to set it at 8.5.
Well, it is 8.5.
8.5.
The question
I'll take
is
the over.
Over or under?
Over. Dude, the Mariners.
Because the Mariners strike out a lot.
A lot.
And Julio's back in there. He's good for four himself.
Well, the other night he was good for five.
I know.
I'll take the over. Skeens will get 9.
Okay.
Boy, they just, I mean, they even the guys that can hit strike out a lot.
I know.
I mean, Raleigh's good for two, guaranteed, and he's their best hitter.
Well, the first two guys have already hit, and he got them out, but.
No strikeouts?
No strikeouts.
No, M's got runners on the corners, though.
Come on!
I'm trying to stream the game right now, and I'm having issues.
Come on, Mariners. Skeens.
I'm having
Wait,
challenges.
Who am I rooting for?
Yeah, I don't know. Who are you going for?
Well, Skeens is a steamer, so I'm.
Are you out of your mind?
And so is Julio, but he's on the bench because he sucks. So I don't know. I'm probably going for Skeensy, babes.
Well, it's a big one because the Astros can't lose, and the Astros are playing the sorry-ass White Sox.
I know.
So if you drop a couple here against Pittsburgh, you may find yourself five, six back. I mean, already I think ESPN has their playoff odds, not just the division, their playoff odds are like 33%.
Really?
Yeah. Well, look at the AL wild card, man. I think they're three back in the division, and I think they're 3.5 in the wild card.
Yeah.
The wild card's a meat grinder. So, like, it's...
Gotta catch my Royals.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's the end-all, the be-all, but it feels like that if they don't win the division, they ain't getting into the postseason.
Yeah, you're right. So it's like... So we've got three wild cards now.
Yeah.
So in the AL, right meow, the Yankees are way up, and then it's Twins, Royals, Red Sox, and then the Mariners are 3.5 back of the Royals.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it really does feel like win the division or else, and...
So you have to chase the Royals and Red Sox or the Astros.
The Astros. And I'm not sure right now which one's worse, but, I mean, look, if this is their offense...
Don't they have head-to-head with Houston coming up? They should.
I'm sure they have some more. I don't know how many they have left, but you would
take
think.
A look.
Most of the time at the end of the year, remember, they try to do division matchups, so I would assume that they have some more.
Yeah, but this year they change everything because you get to play every
team. They don't
team
get Houston
year.
Again until the second to last series of
yeah,
the year.
Just one, and it's in Houston.
Yep.
Just three games.
And you know where the Mariners are going next? The Dodgers.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
So that makes this Pittsburgh series just, you know, think about that. That if you, is it a 3-game set against Pittsburgh? It
three
is.
At Pittsburgh, three at LA, 6-game road trip. Or no, 9-game road trip when you include the three in Detroit on the front end.
So if we're assuming, and it's a big assumption, but let's say Houston sweeps Chicago because, well, Chicago.
They should.
And you drop two or three, you could find yourself 5 back going in to play the freaking Dodgers. Good luck.
Yeah, buckle up.
This is kind of...
Dodgers are getting healthy.
Yeah, this is getting squirrely right now for M's fans. And realize it wasn't that long ago you had a 10-game lead in that division. There's been a 13-game swing already. That ain't good. Although, I mean, I don't know what you do. Like, people are like, well, it changes. What change?
Well, at this point, there's nothing. They tried to make a couple trades.
Yeah. I mean,
got
they
a Rosarena, got
did
Turner.
They did make a couple changes. Yeah. But I'm saying, even next year, it's like, I don't know. Do you...
Trade everyone.
I guess you can't just sit there on your hands back. I think we did enough.
All right. College football crab cakes. This coming to us from one of our listeners, did not know this. He forwarded this on, but apparently a lot of people are talking about the date of October 12th around here.
Yeah.
And around the country.
Yeah, it's a big game.
Because
well, a big date.
Yeah, it's
big
a big
game
date.
Weekend.
It's the Ohio State Oregon game,
mm-hmm.
Which will be the biggest game ever in the history of Oregon football, yeah. Or at least the history of Autzen.
Regular season, yeah.
It is also Texas OU.
Mm-hmm. Red River, whatever the hell you're calling that.
It is also Ole Miss LSU, and it is also Penn State USC. The listener alerts us that. That is a top 5 most popular wedding date of 2024.
Yeah, people are all about it. And I hate to tell you, but if you invite me to a wedding on that day...
A lot of phones out at the reception. A lot of phones out.
I think that's a hard pass. Like,
you're saying no to the wedding.
You got to be in a real inner circle in order for that to happen. Because I'm going down to that Ohio State-Oregon game. And let's just say we better at least bare minimum... I'm taking you to the airport, and we better have holidayed together. Otherwise, sorry, I'm unavailable that day. I've got prior commitments. Can I also say this? We have got to get over this. People being at your wedding is a big deal. It's not. Here's my thing. If you're getting married and I'm not there, guess what? It doesn't matter. You don't care. I don't care. At the end of the day, it means nothing. We get into this whole thing about, well, we can't get... Yes, you can get married if someone's not there. What if my dad's not there? What if my brother's not there? Okay.
What if the groom isn't there?
Well, that's kind of a big deal.
Because he wants to watch the game.
Can he be there through Zoom? Is that a possibility? Can I just Zoom? Can I DocuSign?
That would be awesome.
Yes.
If some dude Zooms into his own wedding because he wants to, because he's at the game.
Well, let me ask you this. You were, when you got hitched, you had a very small ceremony.
Yeah.
Right?
You weren't there.
I did not get invited. I did not make the cut. And I'll tell you what, I'm okay with that. Because, again, it was a small ceremony.
You weren't at the time.
Well, it did hurt. But is there anyone at that wedding that you really particularly even remember being at the wedding?
Well, yeah. I remember everyone that was there. Because it was small.
It was small.
It was only like 20 people.
Had one of those people not been there, would it have ruined your day?
Yes.
I don't think you...
I may not even be here today. I would be so hurt.
We make a way bigger deal because we get a lot of, well, we have to be there. No, you don't. You don't have to be there.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, people don't care.
I'd probably go to the wedding. I think weddings are more fun than live football games anyway. But that Ohio State-Oregon game is pretty special. And then, of course, if you're down in the South, Texas OU, come on, man. I think that's the coolest game in all of college football.
The way they split the stadium.
Yes, that is so cool.
And it always ends up being like a one-score game.
Yes,
almost always,
yeah. It's so awesome. Like, how many times do you get a football game where half of the stadium, it's a bitter rivalry, and half of the stadium is the one color, and the other half is the other color. And that is it. It is 50-50.
Yep.
That, where they play that in, what, the Cotton Bowl, I think?
Yes.
It is so cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I just give two thumbs, meh, to weddings.
Yeah, you're not a big wedding guy.
Well, we just make a big deal about them.
Well, it's big for the
ladies. They're fun parties.
Yeah. It's big for the bride. Yeah. You know, it's a big deal.
I understand.
I think going to a wedding rules.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like weddings.
I mean,
too.
I guess it depends whose wedding. If it's for like a coworker that you don't know very well and you don't know the other people.
See, I don't.
But if it's one of your friends or your family, like, and you're going to be partying with everybody you know that night, that's
a great time out. I think a wedding where I'm just kind of along for the ride is even more fun because I don't.
Oh, I'm not saying they're not fun, but like, I think it's cool to know that you're going to go, like, hang out with 20 or 30 of your friends.
Well, like, there's that, but I just mean like the wedding where you just have no. Like, weddings are awesome. Like, what other place, and it's not all weddings, but most weddings are just the only place where just everybody's like you're just on your best behavior or you're just drinking a bunch and you're happy and you're celebrating. And it's just, I think it's a great tradition. And I'm down. If you want to invite me to your wedding, I'll be there when you get married to BTJ.
You going to come to Japan?
We should go. That's awesome.
I see a big pause.
I might go.
Yeah.
It would give you a good reason to go to Japan.
Yeah. Give you a reason to go to Japan.
Yeah, because I probably won't go to Japan otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should consider
it. I got several people that are sitting waiting for that to happen just so they can go to Japan.
I don't even know if I'll get the invite and I want to go to Japan for your wedding.
Well, you can just come with me.
Okay.
Plus
You'll
one.
You'll be my plus one. Wait, my wife might not like that. But
plus two? Oh, believe me. Yeah, when that goes down, just wait until, wait till you don't get the invite, a la me.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I won't be hurt.
Unlike me, it hurt my feelings.
Oh, I'm hurt.
I don't know. I understand your point about weddings being a great celebration and hanging with your buddies. I guess my point is, to the person getting married, they will see you there for 7 seconds. So
The weddings are the worst for the people who are actually getting married.
And that's my point, is like, we make a big deal. Like, when if you have a friend or a family member getting married, there's this like, oh my God, we have to be there. And my point is, no, you don't. Because that day will be so hectic for the bride and groom, they will acknowledge you for all of 8 seconds. And so you're saying that how egotistical is it of people to think that your presence makes or breaks that wedding? It does not. That's all I'm saying.
No, but people want to think that on their special day, you'll care enough to be there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Right.
That's what they. I'm not justifying it. That's the rationale.
That's
coming from the brides and their mothers.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's the pressure of, hey, you know, I need to be there for this guy.
I love this. I've been to 3 weddings in my entire life, including my own, which was in Vegas. Overrated. Everyone should elope. Thank you.
I can't think of a wedding I've been to that I didn't have a good time at.
Agreed. But I do also agree that they are a little overrated. I mean, look, they're great.
Yeah.
But we don't need. I don't know about overrated. They're kind of over the top.
Yeah.
Needless.
Is it wrong that I just would want to throw just a big.
But still fun.
I would like to do just a big. Instead of a wedding, can I just throw a big kick-ass party?
Yes.
That's all. Yeah. Open bar.
Well, people do that.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
I don't need anything else.
And look, I think
part
of what Buck and I are saying here is not about the ceremony, although sometimes the ceremonies are cool.
That's usually the weakest part.
That's the weakest part. It's the fun part is the pre-funking and getting, you know, and standing in line, shooting the breeze, getting a drink with some dude.
Going to the bar afterwards. The drunk uncle. After party.
Yeah, like that's the fun part. It's not the actual ceremony. Like, who cares about that? That's all for the bride. You just placate her.
So basically, you guys just like going to an open bar. That's what
we're
saying.
We just like going to parties where everyone's
having a good time.
Yeah,
going to parties with people who are trying to have fun.
Yes.
So it's not the wedding.
No.
It's just a party.
It's the wedding, but it's just
a party. I mean, we care way less about their matrimony. Right. We'll admit that.
It's an avenue to, and everybody's dressed up. Like, it's a jovial time.
So if there was no reception, no open bar, what do you think? Yeah.
100% out.
You don't want to go to a wedding. You just want to go to an open bar party.
Yes, because open bar parties are the best.
Guess what? Open bar parties are at weddings.
Not all weddings.
Jesus.
Go to a Mormon wedding.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested.
No, you see, that's where Isaac and I are watching football.
That's right. I'll be at Ohio State working.
Because I've been to Mormon weddings. Let me tell you, Mormon Jesus, yeah, he puts a kibosh on all that. No good.
Well, anyway, the 12th of October, one of the top five most popular wedding dates of 2024, Oklahoma, Texas, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, USC, mm-hmm. Ole Miss, LSU, all on that day.
It's a great day.
So there's people all over the country that are like, God,
bless. In today's world, if you're smart enough to at your reception, put up a TV and throw a game or two on. Even if it pisses off the wife, be like, hey, it's for everyone's involvement.
Some brides, I don't know. I don't see it.
Well, bridezilla.
All right, college football crab cakes continue next. Oregon State Nugget and Hot Seat Coaches. This is The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.